coming at you, and so you, you know, it's normally, you know, that's normally who was coming at a BWI and here at this point.
So I guess, I don't know, maybe your question, Mike, was what do we have to do? Just a tail number required? Is that what you're saying? Are you asking, Mike?
Well, it almost seemed to me if we were somehow physically tracking it on a regular basis, we would be more accurate in recording who is coming and going, where if we're just guessing, these guys come every once in a while, but it's like, it's almost like the more you pay attention to it, you start picking up other ones that you may have missed.
Yeah. I mean, if that's something you want to help out with, then help us do. I mean, I can certainly call Northrop Grumman and get that information, and Mark, if you want to supply some of your numbers, then we can refine the numbers that we had from last time.
It certainly has to be credible information coming from.
Yeah, no, the FAA will accept that.
From Northrop Grumman, et cetera, it's got to be credible information that certainly no reasonable person should refuse.
No. I mean, if it comes from their letterhead.
Yeah, no, we've done that with other things with PATS that like our benefit cost analysis numbers and stuff.
Are we? Are we missing any other operations?
Are there any businesses that you all know of, like in this area, that might have an airplane that might fit, that might be able to entice to start flying in here versus maybe Salisbury or wherever they're
in flying? Is going to build or open a new headquarters for their agribusiness.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if that will involve aircraft operations or not. Obviously, they're based on Salisbury, but maybe an opportunity to support.
Right. We're going to check with them. We talked about that.
And Bel Air as well, right?
And I've talked to DuPont, about maybe doing some more training here and that kind of thing, but they don't do training in the airplane, so, and they have no reason to come here. So.
DuPont?
Mm-hmm. And
Seaford? Wilmington.
Flight safety, any operation or anything?
I don't know what business Paul can generate, but as of Friday, Paul will be an ND for the FAA. So he'll be designated examiner for many of the large vintage airplanes. Three-engine, four-engine bombers, transports, C-54, B-17, B-24, all that stuff. He takes his final check ride on Friday, and then he'll have the ND for designation. I don't know how many guys will come here to do flight training and check rides, or whether they'll fly him out to wherever they are.
Why is this email to Sean? Does Sean have activity that he wants to bring to the airport?
I don't know. I didn't talk to him.
Did you talk to Sean? And he has activity.
Yeah, I've talked to Sean. I'm not sure what he's talking about would help us with this.
Okay.
But he's talking.
I think he's talking more about L-39s, didn't he? For a fly-in? Is that what he was talking about?
No. I'm not supposed to.
Okay.
Any other questions on that part of the update? I got more.
We appreciate your help with this. Good ideas, and
we need to capture
anything else you think of, right?
We need to capture whatever's coming in, right, and forecast it to be the same or greater in the future.
I think it was worth the discussion. I remember several good ideas coming in.
Why didn't we before? I'm trying to think. Is there any, are we stepping in something because we need to have lower operations to get funding, or
We used all the numbers that we had access to when we did the forecast, basically. And this is we're gonna start building a better database than what we had access to before.
Are you short total operations or just heavy large operations?
We're short operations by aircraft that, when you run the numbers, need 6,000 feet. We have about 300 right now, so we're about 200 short, but